In a surprise move today, Israel and the Palestinians have resumed high-level peace talks. Israeli Foreign Minister Shlomo Ben-Ami cut short a visit to Paris and returned to Jerusalem to take part in the discussions. Earlier today, Israel eased some of the restrictions it had imposed on the Palestinian territories to try to stem the violence of the past 3 months. NPR's Sarah Chase has this report from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army today reopened the main north-south highway in the Gaza Strip to Palestinian traffic for the first time in weeks. Tanks stationed near an Israeli settlement gave way to bulldozers, which cleared away huge cement slabs that had been blocking the road. Israel also eased its blockade of at least one town in the West Bank. The border crossing between Gaza and Egypt was reopened, and Gaza Airport is expected to reopen tomorrow, allowing hundreds of Palestinians who had been held up in neighboring countries to fly home. Officials on both sides say Israeli and Palestinian police could resume joint security patrols within the next 10 days. The joint patrols were one of the most visible hallmarks of the Oslo peace process. But they, like other forms of cooperation, were a casualty of the violence that broke out last September. Israeli officials gave a positive assessment of their latest round of security talks with the Palestinians. But senior Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat said the Israeli moves of Thursday are not sufficient.
That's not enough at all. We've seen these moves before. What's required from the Israeli side is to lift all forms of closures and siege, to stop the aggression, the assassinations. And we urged the Israelis to do that last night, but unfortunately, the closure is still intact in all the areas in the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip still separated by four blocks. And we really hope that the Israelis will get the point of trying to lift their siege and their closure in all its forms.
Still, another ranking member of the Palestinian Authority, Commerce and Industry Minister Maher Masri, sounded somewhat more optimistic this evening. While cautioning that the practical impact of the measures remains to be demonstrated, he said he did sense a general relaxing of tensions. The measures are part of a plan hammered out among the security chiefs of the two sides and CIA Director George Tenet Wednesday. Israeli officials have been insisting they could not resume substantive peace talks with the Palestinians until steps were taken to reduce the level of violence. Colette Avital is a political ally of embattled Prime Minister Ehud Barak.
That is precisely the purpose of the exercise. I think the calming of the ground is a key. It's not necessarily a precondition, but it's a key to being able to advance a little bit in the political sphere.
Palestinian Industry Minister Masri agrees, saying these measures have value for people's everyday lives, regardless of their impact on the long-term prospects for peace. That is, if they stick. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Jerusalem.